Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base, 1, 2, more, and how many dinar need for various kind of cases. Here we have, starting out with Makos. If the court is going to administer lashes, even lashes d'oraisa, we're talking about here, b'shlosha, we need three mumchin, three judges who have smicha. This is actually based a limud from a pasuk, when it talks about the lashes situation. So the pasuk says, v'nigshu el ha-mishpat ushfatum. They'll approach the judgment, and ushfatum, and they will judge them. So they is plural. So we have at least two judges acting to deal with the malchus, and always the rule is you can't have what's called a bezdin shakul. You can't have an even number of judges, so you can't have two. So therefore, you must have three. So that's the rule for three, and three judges are required, therefore, for administering malchus, lashes. Again, just the basic idea here is that for the majority of the law in the Torah, a prohibition in the Torah, unless there's some other kind of penalty prescribed, or there's other unusual cases, in general, one who violates a law in the Torah with witnesses, with hasra, with proper warning, so then the consequences are lashes. We'll see more about Mesechus Makos. It's basically like being lashed 39 times with a leather strap. Okay, nightmarish. Now, you need three for that. Three dinar mumchin. Mishum Rebbe Yishmol Amru. They said in the name of Rebbe Yishmol, meaning it says Mishum. That means we don't have someone who's saying that they heard it from his mouth, but they say the tradition is in the name of Rebbe Yishmol, that it's Be'eshem Ushlosha. You need to have 23 dayanim in order to administer lashes and to adjudicate a case that involves lashes. And the reason why, there's actually two limudim given in the Gemara for the source for Rabbi Yishmol. One is Gezer Shava, that the term Rasha appears both in the context of judging a capital case for execution as well as judging a case that would involve Malchus. That's one. The other limud in the Gemara is, explanation of the Gemara, is that since the punishment of lashes comes in place of the punishment of death, meaning Hashem is sort of saying conceptually, one who intentionally violates the Torah, remember, he's warned not to do it, he says, afal pikin, I'm doing it anyways, so then that person essentially forfeits his right to live, so he kind of deserves to die, but the Torah doesn't actually kill him, it gives a separate punishment of Malchus instead. So, hence, it's like almost like a death penalty type thing, and therefore you need to have 23 like a real death penalty. At all events, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, you need just three Dina Mumchin for Malchus. Okay, next, for Ibra Chodesh B'Shlosha, to do Kiddush HaChodesh, to declare Rosh Chodesh and make the previous month be 29 to 30 days, meaning make this be the first of the new month, requires a Bezdin of three. Ibur HaChodesh is a funny term, it really should be Kiddush HaChodesh, and it's that way because the next words are Ibur HaShana, which is an appropriate term, so just it's for consistency, if you will. So the idea here being for the Ibur Chodesh is nowadays, of course, we have a fixed calendar and it's been predetermined since the 4th century. But once upon a time, they would declare the new moon being the new month, based on a sighting of the emergence of the new moon, meaning the new crescent, the new moon appearing the night before. And then since the actual time it takes for one full cycle of the moon is 29 and a half days, sometimes Jewish months are 29 days, sometimes Jewish months are 30 days long. And that determination is based on whether or not an actual moon is seen. So if you see a moon on the 30th day since the last new moon sighting, it'll be that the old month was 29 days long. That's called a chaser, like a deficient month. And then the 30th day will be the Rosh Chodesh, the new first day of the new month. If there's no moon seen on that 30th day, then kind of automatically the 31st day since the last new moon sighting will be the first day of the next month, and that previous month will be what's called a malay, like a full month, because it had 30 full days, okay? Fine. So that decision is made by a bezin of three. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Ibur Hashana, the determination if we have a leap year or not is done with three people, Divrei Reb Meir, says Reb Meir. And let me explain this for a second. So the solar calendar we know is 365 and a quarter days, 12 lunar months, 12 times 29 and a half, only gets you to 354, so you're 11 and a quarter days short from 365 and a quarter. So you're 11 and a quarter days short, which means that every so often, if you want to keep the sun and moon years lined up, you'll need to add an extra month, that month of Adar Sheni. And that's a requirement because, for example, the Pesach has to be Chodesh Aviv. It has to be in the, I'll call it the springtime. Aviv is referring to when the grain is ripening. So if it's coming too soon, like still in the winter, Pesach will be coming, they need to push it off a month to add a month in the middle. And the truth is the Gemara says that there are a few considerations why they might add an extra month. One is the ripening of the grain. One is the ripening of the fruit on the trees, because we want to have ripened fruit by the time that Shavuos comes around. One is that there's a requirement that Sukkot should fall after what's called the autumnal equinox. It's a specific, you know, event in the astronomical event. And similarly, Pesach is also come after the spring, the vernal equinox. So therefore, there's certain sort of astronomical consideration that have to happen. That's objective springtime and so on. So those are reasons why they'd push off a month. And similarly, says the Gemara, there could be other considerations, like, for example, since you have all these pilgrims coming for Lila Regal, coming to Yerushalayim for after the long winter, come Pesach, if the roads are blocked, there's not available water, if there are infrastructure problems, they could determine we need to push things off so we have enough time to get the roads and Yerushalayim ready for all the people who are coming to Lila Regal. For all those reasons, they might add an extra month, and that has to be decided. So you need a bezin to convene to make that decision. The truth is, nowadays, we don't do that again. We have a fixed calendar, so it's all predetermined, predecided. We have 7 leap months every 19 years, and it works out basically perfectly that you have, you know, every 19 years, things get back in line, and it works out just fine. Okay, now, interestingly, you know, I'll go... Hold that thought for a minute. The Mishnah finishes by saying, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer b'shlosha maschilin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, well, wait a second. It's a little more complicated. He says, you start with 3 dayanim regarding the Ibur Hashanah, deciding about the adding an extra month into the year. So they make a decision. They basically say, should we even think about it? And then the group of 3 will make the decision. Is it worth talking about or is it nothing to talk about? Meaning it's just no need to do it this year. If best 2 out of 3 say there is something to talk about, so then they start the Beis Din, and in that case, but uvachamisha nosin venosin, they would add 2 more dayanim, so now 5 dayanim, and the 5 dayanim together would make a decision: should we or should we not add an extra month? Because there could be various considerations. Some of them are astronomical, I told you, but others have to do with like how ripe is the fruit and how are the streets and that kind of thing. And then they would take a vote. If the vote is a majority, say yes, we should add another month, delaying, pushing off Pesach, etc. So then the Gomrim B'Shiva, then we'd add 2 more people for a total of Bezin of 7, and the Bezin of 7 would sort of announce and promote the fact that, yes, we have indeed announced a leap year. Vim Gomrim B'Shlosha, Mu'beres, but says the Mishnah, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if you only do it with 3, B'Yavid, it's fine, that's sufficient. Okay? Halachas, we just need 3, but... And the Ramban learns that at face value. The Ramban learns that Kiddush HaChodesh, as well as Ibur HaShana, you just need a Bezin of 3, period, as the Mishnah says, on face value. The Rambam learns, well, not exactly. You can't have it like any old group of 3 can just start changing the calendar for all Klal Yisrael. It has to be sort of a national decision done by the national Sanhedrin. So what we're talking about here, says the Rambam, is that the Sanhedrin of 71 would appoint like a subcommittee, a Bezin of 3, who would make the decision regarding Ibur HaShana or Kiddush HaChodesh. And then those 3 appointees have the authorization as like a Bezin, as like a extension, authorized parties by the Sanhedrin to do this function. Okay, but really that's sort of at the authorization and behest of the Sanhedrin, and it's the Sanhedrin's 3, those are the only ones who are allowed to do Kiddush HaChodesh or Ibur HaShana.